Thank you and good morning. The Board of Supervisors voted 4-0 at Tuesday's meeting to approve the county's fiscal year budget for the coming year. The $319 million budget includes projected revenues from Measure Z, funds that will be used to provide local volunteer fire departments with new and needed equipment, including turnouts, breathing apparatus, and radios. The supervisors did amend the amount of funding that will go to the Sheriff's Office from Measure Z revenues, cutting out about 10% or around $320,000. Other cuts to the DA's office were included as well, as the board ensured there would be additional funding for other public services such as public works and the airport. The supervisors also approved the distribution of about $400,000 in one-time funding across several departments, money that was surplus for this year only due to actions at the state level. Sheriff's deputies from three counties continue the eradication of a large outdoor marijuana garden on Island Mountain. So far, more than 15,000 plants have been found and destroyed. The operation began on Monday and could continue through the end of the week. Sheriff's deputies from Humboldt, Mendocino, and Trinity counties have searched numerous grow sites. Personnel from the California Department of Fish and Wildlife are also on scene as they continue to investigate environmental concerns with the cultivation sites, such as water theft, pollution, and other environmental degradation. No arrests have been announced, and the details about who is responsible for the gardens has not been released by authorities. In local crime, two Eureka police officers who were involved in a violent altercation with a man who was out on bail awaiting sentencing for a previous crime and who were injured during that altercation were both back at work the next day. The first officer, who suffered several blows to the head and a broken nose from 48-year-old Wayman Starrett after contacting him in Old Town early Saturday morning, was back at work on Sunday, as was the second officer, who arrived on scene and suffered lacerations to the hand. Starrett faces 19 years in prison when he is sentenced in the coming weeks. Officers with the Eureka Police Department's POP team served a search warrant at a residence in the 700 block of Allard Avenue in Eureka on Monday afternoon. Officers contacted 58-year-old Charles Didier, who was arrested after a search of the premises turned up more than $5,000 worth of methamphetamine. Didier was booked for possession, then possession for sale. An assault in Arcata left a woman injured. Jordan Christmas has more.
Monday night, the sheriff's office contacted a 39-year-old woman on the River Bar near Boyd Road in Arcata, who called for help after her boyfriend had attacked her. The woman said that she was drinking at her campsite with 35-year-old Adam Loomis, when Loomis started exhibiting angry behavior towards her. Loomis picked up a large rock and struck the victim numerous times in the head. The victim eventually was able to escape from Loomis, and she called for help. The victim was then transported to the hospital where she was treated for non-life-threatening injuries. Deputies were able to locate Loomis quickly at another campsite on the River Bar, and Loomis was booked into county jail for attempted murder and domestic violence. Loomis's bail was set at $500,000.
You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The Board of Supervisors hold and attend a lot of meetings, and over the past two decades or so, they have held or attended their share of meetings related to the general plan update. Those meetings continue, and Supervisor Ryan Sundberg said that the work on finalizing the GPU is getting close to being completed. Sundberg commented on the SUP's latest focus, which was nailing down the terms and definitions as they relate to land use and zoning.
One of the things that we did, and we spent a lot of time on this, was put in definitions into the glossary for everything in the general plan. And then everybody understands what development means, for instance, right? It goes all the way down. What if you put in a fence? Is a fence development? Or is development a house or a shed or a garage? Or, you know, so we needed to define all these things.
Residents, businesses, and groups like the Humboldt Realtors Association have a vested interest in how the GPU is worded, and Sundberg said the realtors have helped county staff define the terms that will be included. He pointed out, as an example, the difference between land use regulations and zoning.
Trying to explain to people that we're doing the land use mapping right now and it doesn't affect the zoning is difficult. Land use is the overall broad categories of what you can do on your property, and then the zoning really narrows it down to say you can build a house and a mother-in-law unit, you can split your property down to an acre.
You can hear Sundberg's entire talk shop this morning at 8 o'clock here on KINS News. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.